bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, say, their sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. It was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. The memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget something like that. Oh, not something like that.
Central Wisconsin's Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
I've already moved on. I don't care what his name is. Girl, it is what it is. I won't waste a dime or the bartender's time trying to catch a buzz over the thought of us. But I'll drink to a country song, to another long work week gone, and I'll they see me drunk in this bar, it ain't over a broken heart. 'Cause I'm drinking to a country song, to another long work week gone, and I'm raising my glass to a long lost buddy I ain't seen. I might stay for one more round, or I might close this place down, but don't think for a second I'm out. You ain't worth the whiskey. suck it, I'm out to drown your memory. No, don't think for one second I'm out to drown your memory. Girl, you ain't worth the whiskey. No. All it takes to please her is a touch of your hand. And other times you gotta take it slow and hold her all night long. Heaven knows there's so many ways a man. Must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and close those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something right. Suggestions, whatever you say. Tonight's about giving you what you want, whatever it takes. Girl, I hope I'm on the right road, judging by the smile. Must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and closed those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something.
On the rise, was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway. It kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind? Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time, yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. Somewhere between here and heaven, heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I waited too long. Like a sad country song, damn, I got to Tucson too late.
It country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Turn left at the old hotel. Boulevard much too well. It hasn't changed since I've been gone. Ah, this used to be my way home. They paved the road through the neighborhood. I guess the county finally fixed it good. It was getting rough. Someone finally complained enough. Fight the tears back with their smile. Stop and look for a little while. Oh, it's plain to see the only thing missing is me. That's my house, that's my car, that's my dog in my backyard. There's the window to the room where she lays her pretty head. I planted that tree out by the in, would it cause a scene? They're not really expecting me. Those kids have been through hell. I hear they've adjusted well. Turn around in the neighbor's drive. I'd be hard to recognize in his pickup truck. It's just an old fixer-up. Drive away one more time. A lot of things running through my mind. I guess the less things change, the more they never seem.
and I don't know when I'll see her again. I hate to see her cry when I'm leaving, but now I'm a thousand miles away again. And she feels like Carolina, looks like California, shiny like those New York lights on Broadway. When she looks back, I'm never coming home, but I miss her pretty smile, and I'm coming back in a little while. But I'm a thousand miles away again. She feels like Carolina, looks like California, shiny like those New York lights on Broadway. When she looks back, shiny like those New York lights on Broadway. When she looks back, I'm behind her.
A truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man, I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the beaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog. So I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work in that dadgum heat. I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't. 'Cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Just getting home from Panama City. She was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer. The kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was sneaking her home. And
dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind, with that sun beating down on his back of mine. And just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with a farmer's daughter. We got married last spring. Oh, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog. So I cool off in the creek, and she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind, and I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter.
Oh, Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleeping. She's lost in peaceful dreams, so I turn out the lights and lay there in the dark. And a thought crosses my mind, if I never wake in the morning, would she ever doubt the way I feel about her in my heart? If tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I loved her? Did I try in every way to show her every day that she's my only one? If my time on earth were through, she must face this world without me. Is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? 'Cause I've lost loved ones in my life who never knew how much I loved them. Now I live with the regret that my true feelings for them never were revealed. So I made a promise to myself to say today how much she means to me, and avoid that circumstance where there's no second chance to tell her how I feel. 'Cause if tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I loved her? Did I try in every way to show she's my only one? And if my time on earth were through, she must face this world without me. Is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? Tell that someone that you love just what you're thinking of if tomorrow never comes.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Five WIRI, and this afternoon we're going to be bringing you
number
Non-conference baseball season opening game at beautiful Holland Field in Nakusa, where the Nakusa Papermakers will be taking on the Pittsville Panthers. My name is Mike Comer. I'll be bringing you the action today as we will be getting the first game of the season in for the Papermakers, and the Panthers will be playing their fifth. It's going to be a very fun game, as this is the first game of the baseball career of John Russell, who's a longtime coach in the area. He's been a longtime football coach at Wisconsin Rapids, Lincoln, and Assumption, and Port Edwards over the years. And then, of course, track and field. Tell you what, it's going to be interesting to see how he gets the program going in his direction, as he will be making the debut, as I said, for the Navy blue and white Papermakers. The Panthers today are wearing their white uniforms with purple pinstripes and purple numbers, purple caps with yellow trim and a big yellow P on the forehead. And then Nakusa, of course, will be wearing their navy blue tops, white numbers, letters, and gray pants with a big white N on their caps, which are navy blue as well. We will be taking a quick break here as the introductions are being brought in. Pittsville's already been brought up and lined up. Nakusa is taking the field, and we will be taking about a two-minute break here as we will be doing the national anthem, and we will continue with the starting lineups here. So keep listening here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Greenway RV is your one-stop destination for family fun and easy travel. No need to hesitate whether to take your family and friends with you for travel. A fantastic trip starts with Greenway RV, a proud sponsor of high school sports on 105.5 FM WIRI Wiscountry Legends. Stop into Greenway RV at 8220 State Highway 13 today and discover just how badly you've been needing a new camper. With fully customizable campers and RVs and financing included, what's holding you back?
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
Not all people are the same, and yet when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
As we are just moments away from the first pitch of the season for the Nakusa baseball team, as again they are taking on the Pittsville Panthers. Starting off the lineup here with the Panthers, of course, will be shortstop Logan Zickert, followed by Dawson Luther, who's pitching tonight. Brad Neve, first base. Braden Friday, third. Darren Luther, he is playing left field. Wyatt Radiman, he is second. Derek Grossman playing right field. Jameson Kruger, he's catching. And Jake Hardiner He's playing center field. So we'll be starting off with Zicker here as the warm-up pitches are just about being completed by the starting pitcher for the Papermakers. That is Eli Anderson. He's being trusted with the ball here to start the season by Coach Russell. As he, as I said before, he's making his baseball debut as coach. He's a longtime coach in the area, and I've known him a long time. He's a real good guy. He asks a lot of the kids, and sometimes you got to do that at this level. Nakusa, on the other hand, they are going to be led off by Sawyer Ostrom, then followed by Eli Anderson. Shortstop Nash Kretschmar is batting third. Joseph Bertling from first, he's batting fourth. Owen Hoogesteger, he's shortstop. Eric White Eagle, he is center field. Dylan Baring, he is in right field. Brett Best, he is in left. And Carter Jensen starts things at third base. And there is a pitch, and here it comes to home, and it is a ball. Looked a little bit low and outside there, so it's 1-0 count coming towards the Panthers' Logan Zickert, as he is a left-handed hitter. He takes a swing, little grounder over to second, which is to Hoogesteger, gets to Bertling on first in time, and you have your first out of the season recorded at beautiful Holland Field. It's still weird to just still see it be a baseball facility and not football as well, but man, Nakusa's got a beautiful football facility as well, so it's cool. You got two very, very good playing areas for the Papermakers, and very nice gym as well. Always fun to watch those games in there as well. His first pitch coming to Dawson Luther is outside, so we've got a ball. No strikes, wind up, pitch, swing and a miss, so there evens the count at 1-1 here with one out coming for the Panthers, excuse me. And we can take a look at some stats that are here for the Panthers. Pitch looks a little low, so 2-1 count coming. Panthers come into the game with a record of 4-0. They defeated Hillsboro 14-0 on the 28th of March, and then eked past Iola Scandinavia on the 5th of April, 3-2. Pitch high and outside, works a 3-1 count to Dawson Luther as Eli Anderson, as he comes set, glove in front of his face, wind up, the pitch, low and inside, and he's earned a walk to Dawson Luther, so one on, one out. As Brad Neve comes up, he's a right-handed hitter, 1 foot in the box there. And then, of course, the last two games that Pittsville has played was a doubleheader this weekend against Darlington, and they came with a sweep of that twin bill, 8-3 and 15-3. His first pitch that Neve sees, he swings up, and it trails over, and it is in foul territory and dropped. It bounces just a little outside the reach of the third baseman, Carter Jensen. He had to range a long way, and he was staring up over his back, kind of Willie Mays style. Can't say the eclipse was in his eyes, but it's a play that I know Coach Russell would probably say, yeah, I should have it, but you're close, but he had to range away. There's a pickoff attempt from Anderson to Bertling, tried to pick off Luther. So we've got, I believe that's a 0-0 count. So we'll see what this next offer. Check the runner at first. Nice little lead. Runner goes. Pitch. It's ball. Ball is not in time. A little wide of the mark. A little trouble corralling it there, but stolen base nonetheless for Luther as the count is 1-0 to Neve. Looking at some of the statistics here. Looking at Neve, trying to find his name on the roster. He's got a 500 average as he's had 8 at-bats, 4 hits, 3 singles, and 1 home run with 5 RBI. 5 runs scored. So he can swing a pretty good bat as there's a bit of a lead there for Luther. Ball fall back. Thankfully the screen is there. Chain link fence, that's one of the changes they made to Holland Field as they move the backstop up I'd say about 10, 15 feet. It's not as much foul area behind the plate, so it'll be nice to see whenever there's a wild pitch or a pass ball, there won't be as much bouncing around there and more bases taken. His pitch way inside knocks Neve off his feet. We've got a full count here with one out, one runner on. Runner on second. That runner on second is Dawson Luther. Checking the runner. Wind up. Pitch. Fouled straight back and might have hit a car. Didn't sound good to me. Yeah. Yeah. That's never a good sign. It wasn't window breaking, but it was a metallic or fiberglass bang. So that's one of the hazards here of high school ball and rural communities. Payoff pitch coming, and it's up and away, but now he's staying full count. So we'll get at least one more pitch out of here. And wind up. Pitch on the way. And it is a grounder to third. And between the feet of third baseman Carter Jensen, just found a hole in the glove. And now we've got runners on the quarters. That will be a single for Neve.
Your baseman, number 13, down Friday.
Next up for the Panthers, it's Braden Friday. As he big third baseman comes up into the plate. He stands there, wiggle the bat. First pitch, swing, foul back into the fence. So start with an 0-1 count. Good thing for the papermakers. Runners on the corners. No score yet. One out in the first inning of action here. As I've thought about it a little bit more and replay that play in my head. That's one I think Coach Russell would sit there and say that was an error, not a base hit. So we're gonna go with an error on that one, as we'll find out the official scoring later. As Friday comes set, it's a 1-1 count here, one out, runners again on the corners here. Pittsville starting the game here. Pitch comes the way of Friday, and it is high. It was pretty good in the middle, but it was just high, offering was, so moves to a 2-1 count. Yeah, thanks for listening this afternoon here on WIRI. It's first baseball game that I can remember that the stations between WFHR and WIRI have brought in several years. Pitch comes, hits the corner, and we've got the count even up 2-2. Yeah, the last game I can remember would have been Terry Steak bringing here, but it was over 10 years ago. I remember when I was working for other publications and came up here and Terry was broadcasting a game and big swing and a miss and a strike out there for Anderson as Friday goes down, and that is out number 2.
Left fielder number 24, Darren Luther.
Now Darren Luther comes to the plate. He's a righty. Comes in, runner still on the corners, two outs, no score here at Holland Field. Pitch, that's called on the outside high corner and stole one count. Either way, it's going to be nice to bring some baseball and softball games to the listeners here when we take a little break from good old classic country. I've been finding myself listening to that station a bit more, and there's a grounder hit slow to Joe Bertling, and he grabs it and just takes a nice little stroll over to first, taps the bag, and that is the end of the top of the first inning. No score here as the Panthers, no runs, no hits, one error, and two left. Be back here in a couple minutes with the Papermakers' first at-bats of the season. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's what's happening on 105.5 FM.
Do you have unfinished or unstarted portable art projects? Then pack them up and bring them to the new monthly gathering at Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. Make what you brung on the first Wednesday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. In the company of other friendly creatives, you'll work on your project while chatting with others, sharing ideas, enjoying the camaraderie and productivity of yourself and others. Bring a snack and or refreshments if you'd like. Check out the CWCC Facebook page for updates on this event and others. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
Field going to the bottom of the first inning, where the Papermakers and Panthers are scoreless. Coming up here to start things off for the Papermakers, Sawyer Ostrom, catcher. He steps very comfortably into the right-handed batter's box and firing away is Dawson Luther right down the middle. Strike one, 0-1 count coming to the junior for Nakusa. Ostrom, a very good athlete, a very good wrestler. I believe he made state this year, as he made it his freshman year as well. So a very talented athlete. So we'll see what he can do here with a bat in his hands. Pitch number two was low and outside, so it's 1-1 count, evens up. No outs. This is the leadoff batter for the Papermakers. Swing and a nice slow grounder, a little hop there at first baseman. That was a close play as Neve was able to flip it over to Luther, who ran over to cover and beat Ostrom by about a step, but a little close there than I think coach from Pittsville would really like to see, as Ostrom was really legging that out. So next up, Eli Anderson, pitcher for the Papermakers. He steps another right-handed bat. Luther set at the belt. Swing and a miss. So there's 0-1 count. Start off with Anderson. Luther has seen some pitching action so far this year, as he has started two games, and he does not have a record, so to speak. He's allowed five hits, allowed one run, that was earned, no walks, 10 strikeouts, and has an ERA of 1.167, so just a little over one run that he's averaging giving up. Has got a couple pitches in there, and 2-1 count. Coming here, hanging in there is Anderson. And set at the belt. Throw. And that is sent to right or to left field, but it's just foul by about 10 feet over to right field. So he went opposite field with it, and he darn near got extra bases, as there's a lot of foul territory at Holland Field. So got very fortunate on that is Luther. And that evens count at 2-2. And the ball's been put in play. Stan some comes to the belt. Throw smack to the shortstop. Going to be a hard play. He throws it, and he does make it in time, as that was Logan Zickert to Neve. And Anderson is retired. Ground out 6-3 for the second out. Next up is junior Nash Kretschmar. He plays at the shortstop position, and he steps in again, another righty here for the Papermakers. Another very accomplished athlete. He just broke the 1,000 career point mark in the Papermakers program for boys basketball, and he's about 150 points away from claiming the all-time point mark here for Nakusa, so he's going to have to beat his football coach to do that, Derek Baker. I think he graduated about 2012. I remember being at the game when he broke 1,000 points. So they're going to have a couple words, I'm sure, during football season. And that's what you got to have sometimes. As there's a grounder right to shortstop. 6-3, ground out. And that is your first inning in the books here for the Papermakers. Retired 1-2-3 in the order. Next up, coming up to the Panthers here moments. So keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Back here at Holland Field, no score between the Pittsville Panthers and the Coosa Papermakers as Wyatt Radiman steps into the batter's box and first pitch his way by Eli Anderson is a ball, a little low. And working quickly is Anderson as he's back, getting the sign from Sawyer Ostrom, catcher. And little off the end of the bat, little soft pull shot right into the glove of a ranging Joe Bertling. So that's the first out. Quick work there for Anderson.
Number four, Derek Grossman.
Line out to first if you're scoring at home. Other games going on in the area. Nakusa and Pittsville playing softball right now, and Nakusa bottom first inning, they got a 5-3 lead. So Pittsville, or I mean Nakusa, excuse me, they've got quite a little bit of power there. Speaking of power, there is a single lined right over to left field that is pulled in by Brett Bass.
Catcher, number 12.
He had a hit for Eric Grossman as Jameson Krieger comes up for the Panthers. So I was saying, Nakusa softball, they've got a lot of power in their bats this year, so it's going to be fun to see how many runs they can put up, and they've got two returning pitchers and a couple other girls that can throw the ball. So it'd be nice to see Nakusa make a nice run softball-wise that they did. I believe it was 2018, 2019. They had very good years where they been deep into the regional. I think they made a sectional in there, too. I'd have to double-check my records. Pickoff attempt. Back to first. Not in time is Anderson to Bertling. Grossman kind of cleaning off the front of his jersey. And a couple other games going on that locally to note. No, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln plays tomorrow at a non-conference game as a runner goes. Ball thrown in time but way off the mark as goes little left to the second base as the stolen base gets awarded to Grossman. A few other games going on, as I said. Going to double-check my numbers here as I believe the Assumption Royals are in action. Tonight, they're playing over at the Quadplex in Wisconsin Rapids. Not quite sure why they're not over at Robinson Park per usual. Maybe might be just playing conditions. It's a big swing and a miss on a 1-1 count. One out, one runner on second base for Pittsville. Yeah, scoreless game between the Royals and Sevastopol as there is a balk called as Anderson came set and didn't make the motions he was supposed to make. He made a stop in the motion. And so that is a balk, and that awards Grossman third base. So no outs, 1-1 count, runner on third. Set, throw down the middle, but a little high. It's going to be a 2-1 count coming. Then I believe another game, interesting one to note, is Port Edwards. I know they're playing Wild Rose right now over at Ripple Creek Park. No score there, bottom first. So a lot of sports going on tonight. I know Assumption Soccer, I believe, they play at 5 o'clock. They host Mauston in a first conference game of the year for the Royals. They should be pretty strong. Pitch strike hits the outside corner. Full count coming. One out. Top of the second inning. No score between the Papermakers and Panthers. Thanks for listening tonight. Very much appreciated. And that payoff pitch, high and outside. So there's a walk. Runners on the corners. Derek Grossman on third. Jameson Krieger, he's on first. Coming up, Jake Hardiner in the nine spot. So Panthers potentially, barring a double play, will be turning over the order if just one out is counted for or if there's a walk. But we'll see what Anderson can do here. Pitch is high over the head of Hardiner. But it doesn't get to the backstop. No bases are awarded. It's just a 1-0 count. So watching the runner over at first. Comes set. About mid-chest. Throw. That's inside. So we go to a 2-0 count. As we looks in. Getting the call from Sawyer Ostrom. Is Anderson. Comes set. About mid-chest. Wind up in the pitch. And that's a grounder tap to short. That's Kretschmar over to second. Fielder's choice. And not in time. So everybody's safe and a run scores. The base umpire says that it was not in time with the decision on the throw. So it just goes as a fielder's choice. Reaches, the run does score, however. And that's a 1-0 lead for Pittsville over Nakusa here with Logan Zickert stepping in, top of the order here for the Panthers. Throw wide of the mark, 1-0 count. That was just a tough play. That's one of those plays that happens earlier in the year. Kretschmar threw over to Hugestager, who's supposed to be making the tag. Unfortunately, he did not. It was ruled as a safe on second. So we got runners on first and second, one out. Top of the order coming up here right now for Zickert as he fouls one into the fencing behind home plate. So we got a 1-1 count coming. Top of the second inning. Wind up pitch. And that's another foul shot, and this one's going to be making it into the swamp here. That's along the